is crashing.
Okay.
Now it's steady. It's steady now.
I did that before.
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. We're moving on to number according to the different ways of counting the Asara Ruga Malchus, Rabbi Chutzpis Hamaturgamon. I have no information as to where he got the name Chutzpis. I don't think that it's a very common name amongst children being, you just mentioned that you were a bris, that you did a bris, yeah?
Never done one
with somebody called Chutzpis, but Hamaturgamon means the translator or the interpreter. And he was the Gemara in Brochus, Daf Chav Zayin, tells us that Rabbi Chutzpis.
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. We're moving on to number according to.
Yeah. That Rabbi Chutzpis was the Maturgamon of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel II. So he was a third generation Tana. He was the interpreter. He was the loudspeaker. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel himself didn't have a very loud voice. And he would sometimes address a very large audience, and therefore he needed somebody with a very, very loud voice to speak on his behalf. He's not an interpreter, no. Although we say Maturgamon, yeah? I don't know whether or not these Maturgamons ever added their own explanation or interpretation of what the Rav was saying. But he was called the Maturgamon of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Interesting is...
That's not an interpreter.
What?
That isn't.
You know, he's actually a microphone, right? That Rav Shimon Gamliel was addressing a large audience. He didn't have a loud voice. He needed somebody standing next to him
and repeat it,
yeah? In Sasev, the Sasev Rebbe, Zichron Levrocha, didn't have a loud voice. He had quite a weak voice. And on Yom Kippur, I remember, on Yom Kippur, before Ne'ilah, he would address the ladies from the other side of the Mechitza. But the problem was that the ladies probably wouldn't understand what he was saying. The language wasn't clear enough, and he spoke in Yiddish, and he wanted to speak to the ladies. So he got Elie Feingold to be his Maturgamon. And, you know, the Rebbe would say in Yiddish something like, you know, Hunt is as a heiliger Tug, you know, and Elie with his very, very, today is a day of very, very holy, and you know, he would like speak in very, very hoity-toity English to explain to the ladies. Yeah, when you speak about the Noshim Tidkonios, you know, he would speak about the holy ladies and that sort of thing. Yeah, when the Rebbe was addressing. So here, you find the word Maturgamon quite often, I think, in Chazal, and it means the loudspeaker. Interesting is there's a sefer called Shalshelas HaKabbalah. The Shalshelas HaKabbalah goes through the Asura Haruge Malchus and ties them in to the 10 brothers of Yosef, because we said that it was decreed, the Roman governor said so, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha went up to check, and he found out in Neven Taka that the Asura Ruge Malchus were to be a kapora for the 10 brothers who sold Yosef. And the Shalshelas HaKabbalah goes through each of the names of the Asura Ruge Malchus and tries to tie them in somehow or other with the brothers of Yosef. And he says that Rabbi Chutzpis HaMaturgamon was connected to Yisachar. And what's the connection between Rabbi Chutzpis HaMaturgamon and Yisachar? He says because in the brachas that Yaakov gave to his children, he said Yisachar Chamor Gorem. The Yisachar is like a very, very strong boned donkey, a donkey with strong bones, Rashi says, who bears a heavy load. And Yisachar bore the load of Torah. He was the teacher of Torah to Klal Yisrael. So in the word Chamor Gorem, the name Chutzpis HaMaturgamon contains the letters of Chamor Gorem. A little bit cheating because you have to use the resh twice. Yeah, but otherwise there's two cheses and there's two mems and there's one resh. So he says Chamor Gorem is contained in the name Chutzpis HaMaturgamon. So when he's going through that Rav Chutzpis HaMaturgamon is one of our Asura Ruge Malchus Keneged Yisachar. He lived in a place called Tzipori, and he was hiding from the Romans together with Rabbi Yeshevov HaSofer. And they were actually arrested together. He was a contemporary of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And according to the Arzei HaLevonoin, which we say on... if Mashiach doesn't come before, we'll say on Tisha B'Av, when we're sitting Arzei Alvon Adir HaTorah, which is connected, the Asura Ruge Malchus, it says, Oif Haperech Nisraf Behevel Piv. That if he was learning Torah and the bird would fly over, then from the Hevel Piv, from the holiness and the, I don't know, the fire of his Torah would burn a bird that flew overhead, you know, way above where he was. And we'll carry tomorrow Blineda with a story about British Airways and Heathrow Airport.
Started the Torahway in Northwest London, Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh of Aleph of 15th of July, Rina Rav Rav Rom, Erin Troy Shlita, Rav of Zichra Ben Yomin, Yungalite, Antwerp, the Kaddush of Aaron. This week's Torah been sponsored. Dina Nishmas, Rav Avram Abba Ben Rav Nachum Aries Ben Lavrocha, whose yahrzeit is today. Chus Chos Shleima Shel Rav Zeh Ben Rav Tova Brindel Neri Yoya. Dina Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Rav Yosef Dov Ben. Shema Chol Tzvi Itzkovit, Zichra Dov Ben Lavrocha.
A gut chodesh, a mazel dicke chodesh. This chodesh zol neshapich veren lesosun ulesimcha. The 9 days will be yomim tovim. The last of the yomim tovim will be Tisha B'av. Rabbi Nishim zol neshelfen in gichen. Today, I want to speak about. We have three avtoires in the drei wochen. Which these are always, we always line them in the Drei Wochen. And I think the only parsha in the Torah, which never, ever, ever changes, the Torah of this parsha, whatever the year is Parshas Devarim. But we line in the 3 weeks, the three Avtoiras, and the three Avtoiras start, Matzoi starts, that's the first of the 3 weeks. The Haftorah starts with Divrei Yirmiyahu. The second one starts Shimu. And the third Haftorah, which never, ever, ever changes, is Chazoin, which we line the coming Shabbos. These are to tell us. There's three things which are mentioned afarechten in the 3 weeks. Dibbe, Shmia, and Ria. Chazoin is Ria. Today is the yahrzeit of my Zayda, Aaron HaKohen. B'kedushosoi shel Aaron. The Torah brings down many, many psukim about Aaron. About the first thing the Torah writes, the shvach bin Aaron is, V'roacho v'somach b'liboy. V'roacho. I want to today speak about the V'roacho. Chazoin. I'll tell you over a vort from the gates of the Rosh Hashiva, Reblei Blapion Zichroine Levrocha. But this vort he didn't say in yeshiva. He didn't say it by a mamud of Divrei Torah. I even asked over the gates of the Rosh Hashiva Zol Zayin Gesund if he knows this word. He didn't know this word. The gates of the Rosh Hashiva Reb Leib Lapion is the father-in-law of the Heintiger gates of the Rosh Hashiva. He never knew this word. Reb Leib Lapion Zechroine Levrocha, going back nearly 50, more than 50 years ago, a bocha, Antwerpen a bocha, came to him, Motzi Yom Kippur, and he told him, Rosh Hashiva, I will not be coming back the winter's man in yeshiva. So the Rosh Hashiva asked him, where are you going? So he says, my father wants to send me to study in university. I'm going to university. So Rebbe Leib Lapion says, Zegem Utein, Fala Chaim and Sholem. Between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, we're going back to over 50 years ago. Rebbe Leib Lapion traveled from Newcastle to Antwerp. And he came, we sailed today, it's 4 days he came, and he stayed by a choshva and Tyre Yid, Ramaya Vakstok, Zechroine Levrocha. And he told, when he arrived, he told Ramaya Vakstok, call up this the father of this bocha, he told him his name, and tell him I'm here, and I want to come and speak to him. So Ramaya Vakstok, Zechroine Levrocha, called up the father of the bocha, and said, the gates of the Rishiv is here, and he wants to come and speak to you. Ich zogibbe, ich hab nicht kein Zeit. Ich hab nicht kein Zeit. I have no time. He knew what the gates of the Shiva wanted. So he said, ich hab nicht kein Zeit. So he told him, the gates of the Shiva is coming to Forum. He's traveled the whole way from Newcastle to Brussels to come and speak to you. You can't tell him he can't come to you. Okay, tell him 10 minutes I'll speak to him. Tonight, 8:30, 10 minutes. Reb Leib Lapien is a Rebbe gegangen to this father. 8:30. He was there. He came back to his achsanya by family Vakstok. 11:00 at night, and he told Ramai Vakstok, "Ich mein, ich ha gepoilt. I was matzliach." So he asked him, "Rosh Hashiva, may I ask you? This father didn't want to talk to you. How are you matzliach?" So he told him, I told him over a mashal. I said over a mashal. And with this mashal, I feel I was matzliach. What mashal did he tell him? So he told him over, Zdor Rashi. Everyone here knows this Rashi. Rashi Zok and Pashas told us that Vehiki Zok and Yitzchok Vatichenu Einov Merois. Yitzchok became old and he couldn't see so well. Zok Rashi, why couldn't Yitzchok see? So Rashi brings down 3 pshat in why he couldn't see. Either, so he won't have such a good eyesight, so he won't see the difference between Yaakov and Esau, and Yaakov Avinu will be able to get the brochas of it in the chol. One pshat. Another pshat is because b'shas la'akeda, the malochim were crying, and the tears of the malochim fell into the eyes of Yitzchok. Yeah, you want to know, Hesbin, these words, ayin k'sav soifer. And there's a third pshat. From the Shanak Toiris, from the Shei Esav, from the Toiris, which the Shei Esav they served Avodah Zorah, because of this he became blind. Freit the Mashal, if the reason they became blind is from the Shanak Toiris, from the Shei Esav, in Pesach state, Vatiyana Moiris Ruach Li Yitzchok Ulerifka. The Shanak Toiris of the Shei Esav was a Moiris Ruach. Le Yitzchak Ula Rivka. So Rivka should also become blind. If it's because of the tears of the Malachim, or the Yaakov should take the brochas, I understand. Only Yitzchak, not Rivka. But if it's on Hashanak Toiris on the Shei Esav, in Pesach state, Vatim Oiris Ruach Le Yitzchak Ula Rivka. So both should have become blind. And for the Mashal, Rivka was used to it. She had a father and a brother, Ovde Avodah Zorah, Lavan and Psuel. Her, it didn't affect so much. Yitzchak came from a shtub, from Avraham Avinu, Sarah Imenu. On him he made an influence, and he became blind. I told him over this mashal, and he's asking to send his bocha strik in yeshiva. Rabbi Isai, it's a beautiful mashal. It's a beautiful mashal. A nice kasha and a nice teretz. What has this got to do with sending your son to study in university? Rabboisai, Reb Leib Lapien, Zeiche Sadik Livrocha, how he learned a mashal. Reb Lapien asked a gewaldige kasha. How old was Rivka when she left her father and her brother's house? When she was 3 years old. That's what Rashi says many times in Chumash. She was 3 years old when she left. Her father then died, and her brother, she left when she was 3 years old. How old was she when Yaakov Avinu got the brochas of Yitin Lecho? Is Rashi makes the cheshbon in the beginning of Tovus that she was 23 when they were born, and Yaakov was 63 when he got the brochas of Yitin Lecho. So Rivka now was 86. She was 86. Her Rebleib gezogt, she left. Because she was 23 when Yaakov Avinu was born. And Yaakov was 63 when he got the brochas of Yitin Lecho. At the Gemara, at the end of the first Perek of Megillah, Rashi at the end of Toldos. So if Yaakov is 63, And she was 23 when Yaakov was born, so then she's 86. Yeah? Gemara and Megillah, the whole Cheshvan. At the end of Toldos, Rashi brings down the Cheshvan, and if you want, you can have a look at the Gemara. At the end of the first Perek in Megillah, the Gemara brings this down. So Yaakov was 63, and Rivka was 23 when they were born, so Rivka was 86. She was 3 years old when she left the Shtuv in Lavan and Besuel. She's been 83 years. And what is a great 83 years? Gelebt mit der Eule zu mir, Yitzchak Avinu. Sich gedreht beim Schwer, Avraham Avinu an Sora. And noch als, she didn't become blind. Why? Because she's used to it from what she saw when she was such a young girl by Lavan and Besuel. Horeb Leib Lapchen gesagt, Tate Leiben, you're taking your son, you're sending him to university, you know what he's going to see there, you know what influence is going to leave on him? Not now. It's going to leave an influence on him. Lonetzach! Where do you take the chrayus to send your child to university? The father heard this. He said, Chazrani bi, I'm chayza. I can't take this chrayus. I can't take this chrayus. Rabbi, I once said over this word, Barabin, in Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, and sitting there was a grandson of this boch. That means showing hind. This boch went back to Yeshiva in Gateshead, and he went to learn later in Eretz Yisrael. His hind a rov in Eretz Yisrael. A mechab of Svorim. Could even be one of his Svorim is here. I told this word over to the Gateshead Rosh Yeshiva was Zangizunt. He told me he's never heard from his Shver this word. So he told me, I'll tell you a story from your Zayda, which you don't know. So he told me over a vart from my Zayda, the Manchester Shashiva Zeicha Sadik Livrocha, a story which he heard from my Zayda. There was a lady in Vinnesburg, a Chassidus Shefroy in Vinnesburg. In Loya Leinu, she wasn't well, and she had to have a very, very serious operation on her brain. A brain operation. A very serious brain operation. And she went through the operation, and Baruch Hashem, she was a matzliach. And after she recovered, she went home. So she went to the professor who operated to make a checkup. And she came into the professor, and the professor told her, Baruch Hashem, everything's okay. The professor told her, may I ask you a question? The professor wants to ask a question. Gesundheit, Frank, you can ask. So the professor sat in his office, Redoch, a Welt professor, and he started singing an opera. And he asked the lady, you know this opera? So she said, no. Goyshe Nigen, where should she know this song? Chassidus Shefroy in Vinnesburg? No. And he sat there, the professor, and he sang it again. And he asked her, you know this opera? No. I think he sang it a third time. And he asked her, do you know this opera? No. So the professor told her, I don't know, what should I tell you? Bashar's operation. It was a brain operation. She was put to sleep in a deep, deep sleep. In the middle of the operation, you sang this opera. And I was wondering, how does a Hamish Chassidus Shefroy, the professor himself, how do you know this? So she said, I don't know. I don't know this nigga. She said, I don't know this. I don't know this song. I don't know it. So the professor told her, you don't know it, but you sang it. So she went home, and she had to think over, where does she know this from? Drishas and Chakiras. I don't know how Mazedas and Chorin of Rochen knew where she made all the information when she was a young girl, a baby, 2 years old. Her mother wanted to go Kol Nidre Nacht to Shul. She wanted to go Kol Nidre Nacht to Shul. And she left her with a goiter. And the goiter who she left her with sang this nigga. The gates of the Rosh Hashiva told me, we don't realize something somebody can hear when you're a young, young child. You don't even know. As it says, angekritzt in the mensch. Mimamakim kerosicho Hashem. Deep, deep down. We don't realize. A person hears things. He sees things. You think of michmachtes nishkeroishim. You sometimes think young children was wasen zei. Says nisht. They have no yetzahara yet. Let them see. The achrayas we have for ourselves and for our children. Be careful what they see. Rabbosai, I'll tell you over a cholim. A cholim. The Yismach Moshe in Parshas Toldos brings down a cholim he had. Leil Yud Aleph Tevis. He doesn't write which year. Leil Yud Aleph Tevis, Yismach Moshe had a cholim. And he says, in cholim, hat er gefragt Akasha. Yaakov Ovinu. Why is Yaakov called Yaakov? Yodoy Eichezes Ba'akev Esav. Where Bashas, the birth, twins, if you know a birth or twins is not always, yeah. So Bashas, the birth, Yaakov Ovinu is holding the foot of Esav. That's why you call him Yaakov. That's why you call him Yaakov. A Geshenisht, which is Geshen, Bashas' birth, and that's why you give him this name. Avram Avinu, Avamoin Goyen, I understand. Yitzchak, I understand. The Ness, Lemale Miderech HaTeva, Avram and Sarah had children. Schoi Koselonu Elikim, I understand. Why is it so important to remember Ayodah Yechezes Vakev Esav, and therefore to call him Yaakov? That's what the Yitzchak Moshe had gefrekt in Cholom. Then he had another kasha in Cholom. Yaakov Avinu stayed Rivka when she was pregnant with Yaakov and Esav, and they went by a besmedrish, so Yaakov wanted to go out. They went by a besavoy dezora, is Esav wanted to go out. It seems like Yaakov Avinu was born a tzaddik, and Esav was born a rosha. So, what do you want from them? He's born a tzaddik. If somebody's born a Chofetz Chaim and he grows up to become a Chofetz Chaim, it's a shkoyach. Somebody's born to be a Rosha and he becomes a Rosha, no? So where's the Schava Oynish? What do you want from Yaakov and Esav? That's what the Yitzchak Moshe asked in Cholom. So the Yitzchak Moshe had two kashas in Cholom. What's the name Yaakov? Shkoyach. What's the name Yaakov? What do we see in the life from Yaakov and Esav? Yaakov grew up to be a tzaddik. Esav grew up to be a Rosha. That's how they were born. Zot the Yisrael Moshe in Cholim. Hot a gezok tazoi. In Novi state, Haloi och Esav le Yaakov. Ves Yaakov hafti, ves Esav sunesi. It's a Torah that we line in those parshias. Yaakov Avinu is a brother to Esav. Yaakov I like, and Esav I have find. Why? Zot the Yisrael Moshe in Gemara state tazoi. Ovadia was between two Rishoyim. We line Avadia, the Parshas of Toldos, of Vayishlach. Vayishlach, the Avtoyah is Avadia. Why Avadia? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Avadia lived between two Rishoyim in his Oiskevaks and Asadik. Esav lived between two Sadikim in his Oiskevaks and Arosh. So the Ischmoisha Azoi. Yaakov Avinu's Tafkid in this world was, he's born a Sadik. But why Klal Yisrael, if we think about it, we're so, so long in Golus. We're so, so long in Golus. Klal Yisrael is more in Golus than they were in Eretz Yisrael. Yoshim al Admosom. What's this mean? 1,954 years in Golus. Rabbosai, I must tell you, the Golus is not getting easier. The Golus is getting more difficult. I'm not now talking the Golus, Haguf. The Ruchnistika Golus is getting more and more difficult. The Tafkid of Yaakov is, he'll be surrounded with Rishoim, and he'll stay a Tzaddik. Yaakov Avinu, 20 years by Lavan, surrounded with a Rosh Lavan,
surrounded with Esav. In later, surrounded with him in Eretz Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu's Laban symbolizes Klal Yisrael when we're surrounded with bad influences. We're surrounded with Rishoyim. And we should stay, Yaakov. Esav's tafkid was, he's a Rosha. He's surrounded with Sadiqim. There is a way how you can become a Sadiq. You can have such a good influence from Yitzchak, from Avram, from Yaakov. I've given you the Kalim Esav. Take your riches and become a Sadiq. Och Esav le Yaakov. And Yaakov was careful not to be influenced in Esav. But Esav got no influence from Yaakov. Therefore, it's Yaakov a hafti ves Esav senesi. The tafkid of Klal Yisrael in Golus is Yaakov. Yaakov is, we're surrounded by Umas Olam. We're surrounded with Nisyonis. Rabboisai, the hot weather brings with so much Nisyonis. We need Tfilas HaDerech every time we go on the street. The Nisyonis nowadays, what internet a churban is brought to Klal Yisrael. The Nisyonis from our Jugend and from us. That's Golus. Internet is shrite. Mashiach is here. That's what we need. We have the influence of Umas Olam. And we're not going to be influenced. We're going to sit in the Smedrish. We're going to be careful what we see. We're going to be careful what we hear. And we're going to be careful what our children see. And what our children hear. And this will leave over for them. A netzach digar shvor. That's why Yaakov's called Yaakov. The yodoy cheses v'akev Esav. That is the Nisoyen in Tafkit from Esav. You'll always be surrounded with Esav. And stay a Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov bechir ha'ovus. Because that's the most difficult Nisyonis there are. And that's why it's called Yaakov. And that's the Nisoyen that Yaakov and Esav both had. This is a cholim that his Moshe brings down. He saw Leil Yud Aleph Tevis. I'll tell you over a vort from Isaiah, the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, Zeicher Tzadik Livrocha. Interesting is, Motzi Yom Kippur, not Motzi Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, Tovchi Nun Gimel. The last year, was the Chazoyche Gevein, Tzizayin Yom Kippur, by my Isaiah, Zechroin Livrocha. I told him over a vort that he said in London, Oda Tovchi and Lama Dalet. He said it over in London, maybe it was in Golders Green. It was in London, when he came to be masvid, his Rebbe, the Mashkiach of Ponovich, Rav Chaskel Levenstein, Zeicher Tzadik Livrocha. By this hesved, he said over a vort, and I reminded my Zayda this vort, Erev Yom Kippur Tovshi Nun Gimel. And the last time my Zayda spoke before Ne'ila, his last Ne'ila, Ale Adomas, Yom Kippur Tovshi Nun Gimel, he said over this vort. So he said, we say in davening, our eyes should be zoiche to see when the Rebbeinu Shem v'tzri kumen in siyem berachmen. Baruch ato Hashem, hamachse shchinosoi l'siyem. So my Zayda asked, where's the berachmen? We should, if the brocha says that we should see when the Shechina will come back to Sion, and it said Berachmim, so we should answer, so the Siyam HaBrocha should be, Baruch Ato Hashem, HaMachze Shechinosoi LeSion Berachmim. Where's the Berachmim got lost? Haman Zayda Zechroine LeBrocha gezogt, and I must tell you, Roin HaDvorim LeMisha Omrom, Roin HaDvorim LeMisha Omrom. My Zayda was once, by the Heilige Satmarov, Schreine Livroche, the Satmarov had him gefragt, was hat sich in Manchester? So my Zayde said, ich weiß noch, er meint alle Dames.
So Satmarov told him he got a rain at Aladamas. What's going on in Manchester? So my Zayda said he only knows from his Daladamas. So Satmarov told him, Do us a rain at Aladamas. My Zayda was going up in a Chasnazal here in London. He was going up the steps, and there was a mirror against him. And he thought that somebody was coming towards him, and he gave Shalom Aleichem. He saw a picture of my parents' chasna. He saw a picture and he said, "Who is this?" He didn't know what he looked like. He didn't know. He saw he's going up a in a zal here. He was going up the stairs. He saw a shpigel. He thought it was Elich Yid. He gave him Shalom Aleichem. It was him himself. He didn't know what he looked like. Reine, reine Eugen gehad. A heilige Yid. Such a Yid. I'm going to now tell you over what that he said. Roim advarim lemishamram. The Shechinah should come back to Sion. We don't ask berachamim. Aber wer sich gesehnu einenu. Unsere Eugen. Our eyes. Should be able to look one day. At Mashiach. We should look one day. How the Zayda Aaron is going to do the avoiding Beis Hamikdash. Ah! Wie viel rachmen wir darf over today? Auf dem beten wir berachmen. I told this over to my Zayda Erdian Kippen Tushin Nun Gimel. He says, I remember this word. He said it 20 years earlier. I remember this word. Because I have it in Zin every Shmonesra. When the Zayda Davin, he had in Zin every Shmonesra. The Eugen! We want to look at Mashiach. We want to look at the Shekhinah. You can't look with your eyes wherever you want and then look at the Shekhinah. Rabbi say we have an achrayus to ourselves. We have an achrayus to our children and grandchildren. They should be zoiche on to cook in the Shekhinah. Rabbi say, I'll tell you a story. There was a Yid in America by Yom HaHaim before the war. We're going back nearly 100 years ago. And he built a house. He had a ground and he built a house. He built his house. He made a mistake. And till here belonged to him. And he built the house a bit further. And he took away a bit the ground of the person next door. He built the house with a triangle. And the end of the triangle was in the property of the Shochan. And the Shochan, when the house was standing, the Shochan came along and he said, I want you to knock down your house. You've come into my property. He said, I'll pay you money for it. I don't want money. It was a difficult guy. And he said, I want you to knock down your house. At that time, Reboruch Be'er was in America. The Birchus Shmuel Zeches Tzadik Livrocha was in America. And the Yid gegangen to Reboruch Be'er, and he told Reboruch Be'er, I need a Yeshua. This house is worth a gewalt money, and I'll pull down the whole house. What should I do? Ich darf a Yeshua. You know what Reboruch Be'er told him? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Reboruch Be'er told him, I'll tell you over a Mishnah Berurah. It was only new print then. I'll tell you over in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that when you make Hagbah, Mitzvah al kol anoshim liroi saksav lichroya. When you see, you make Hagbah, you're meant to look at the Ksav in Zichbikin. Yeah. In Beloima Zoysa Torah. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. V'toiv sheyira ho'isiyas at shehu yochel likroiso. It's good that when you make Hagbah, you should look at the Oisiyas, that you should be able to read the words of the Sefer Torah. Kikosu ha-mukubolim, the Mukubolim write, is the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Lama Dalet Sifkot Yud Aleph. If you see the Ksav of the Sefer Torah and you read the words, then the Mekabolim write that through this, a greuse licht is dof a mensch. Shenimshich was a oyer godl al odom. See, the Baruch Hu told this person, unbelievable, you should be makbid to look at the Ksav of the Sefer Torah. You'll have a oyer godl on you, then You'll have no problems with the house. And this person, whenever they sold Hagba, he bought Hagba, and then he could see properly the Ksav. If ever he didn't get the Hagba, then every Hagba, he looked at the Sefer Torah, and he got a Oyer God Lala Odom, and through this, he had no problems with the Goy. The Goy came to him a few weeks later, and he told him, it's okay, you know, I'm making a fuss about nothing. You don't even need to pay me. I don't need this ground, a little piece of ground. I don't need it. It's okay. He poiled the Yeshua. Not only do we have to be careful where not to look, we have to use our eyes and see what we're meant to see. Was bring the greatest kedusha on a mensch? Kosam kabolim nimshech oir god lalo adam. Rabbi, today is the Chodesh of. There's no Chodesh which has such a beautiful, beautiful name like Av. With the most difficult Chodesh of the most beautiful name. Why? Because Chodesh Av is going to be a Chodesh lesasenu lesimcha b'mheiro b'yomeinu omein v'zechzenu aineinu b'shuvcha lesiyoim b'rachmim b'mheiro b'yomeinu omein.
If I'm not even this up.
Yeah, the brachma is missing at the end of the brachma. Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamachzir Shchinosoi Lesiyo in Berachmin. Where's the Berachmin gone? Shkoyach, yes? Okay. What? Beautiful. But you listen so nicely. The oil listens so nicely here.
Aleichem
Shalom. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Yeah. Thank you very much.
I have to tell you a
secret. Zechzenu einenu b'shuvcha lesiyo in berachmin. Baruch Ato Hashem. Why the end of the bracha don't you say berachmin? Hamachzish chinosoi lesiyo in berachmin. Why don't you say Berachmin there? So Mazeda said you don't say Berachmin on the Shchinah should come back to see him. You say Berachmin, Einenu should look at the seal. And Einenu you don't say in the seal of Rocha, so you don't say Berachmin.
You know the Babbage Rebbe went to the Sorbonne, got a degree in engineering.
Who?
The Babbage Rebbe.
Yeah, yeah,
so. Degree in engineering.
Yeah, no,
very good. And he became the Babbage Rebbe.
Might be bigger than the Babbage Rebbe. Yeah. Oh, nice. Oh, no. So you remember the Shiva? Yes, what do you want to add on? I don't need to tell you about it. I don't need to tell you about it.